This is setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Look, we've even had stories where people think they can just call in a bomb threat and it'll get them out of whatever they have to do.
Like there's going to be no repercussions. They're not going to be able to find out who did it.
It's always... it always winds up bad. So, yeah, his name's Corey. If you can manage to make it through the day without calling in a bomb threat because you don't want to pay for parking, then you're doing okay.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
35-year-old Corey decided that's what he was going to do as he was trying to get his car out of the parking lot at the New Orleans airport.
Oh, dang it.
Couldn't pay for the airport parking, so he wanted to get it out of the lot, obviously. They were like, well, you got to get the funds before you get out of the lot. So
he's like, I got a perfect plan.
Yeah.
Calling a bomb threat, everyone's going to have to leave, right?
Yeah, so he got mad. And so later that evening, I don't know how long it took him to get from point A to point B to calling in the bomb threat, but...
but this was not a snap decision. He actually, like, thought about it, went home and stewed about it.
Yeah, so... Corey's vehicle still there in the parking lot. Deputies alerted to a threatening phone call. He called twice, apparently. Police obviously tracked the call to Corey's cell phone, who was still in his car.
He called from his car on his cell phone.
And,
oh, Corey, have you not seen any?
I know. And they asked him. They were like, hey, did you do this? And he was like, something like that.
Something like that.
Yes.
Does that mean I don't have to pay to get my car out now?
They're like, did it work? Yeah, no, it didn't work. It didn't work.
Dang.
So, yeah. Again, setting the bar.
He's got bigger problems now.
Yeah.
Than not being able to pay to get his car out of the airport parking lot.
He does. That's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without calling in a bomb threat because you just don't want to pay for parking and get your car out of the old parking lot there at the airport, then you're doing okay.
Listen, Corey, you couldn't ask someone to, like, spot you the money to get you out of the garage?
I know,
this
you couldn't.
This was your plan?
You couldn't call an aunt?
Yes! Or somebody. A buddy. Hey, look, dude, totally, I can't get my car out of the parking lot. It's like,
hey, can you loan me 20 bucks? Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
I'm good for it. I'll pay you back.
Yeah. All right. Or maybe he isn't good for it. And all of his friends know that.
Maybe. that's a very Corey thing to do.
So that's your setting the bar.